Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Birch Tree Podcast. If you would indulge me for just a moment today, I'd like to summarize what I've seen in about 90% of the iPad Pro reviews over the past week. The new iPad Pro has amazing hardware. It's thin, it's fast, it has a wonderful industrial design, and the accessories are a marked improvement over what we had last year. But this was a surprise to me, it actually runs iOS. So I've been watching a lot of iPad Pro reviews, in part because I'm about to buy one of the new iPad Pros. Hopefully just a week or two here, maybe before Thanksgiving still. I'm just looking at these reviews because I'm interested in the hardware, I'm interested in just what a variety of people think about it. And what I find annoying about these reviews, and this is coming from someone who recorded an episode last week about Nilay Patel's review at The Verge, who was critical of the iPad Pro in a bunch of ways. I thought he did a really good review and voiced his opinions well, but what I'm seeing from so many of these reviews is not a review of the hardware. It's talking about the hardware, like, for some of it, but then it's all about the software and why they don't like the software and why it can't be their main computer and why these video editors who do 4K video on these crazy workflows that they've constructed for a Windows or Mac environment, they can't seem to implement this workflow on iOS perfectly. And they're surprised that this is the case. So I find it a little, it's just obnoxious to be like, this is great hardware. It's wonderful. Everything's great about it. I don't think it's good because iOS. And that's a fine opinion to have, but I find there's so many of these reviews where they say because it doesn't work for them personally, their reviewer's take, which is supposed to be your personal opinion, but being able to look beyond yourself and kind of see what other people are going to be interested in and how successful a thing will be with like its target audience. They don't seem to make that jump. They don't seem to. Too many of them are making the assumption that this will not work for anybody, and this will not work for you, the person viewing this, who I don't know, but I can definitely know has the same priorities as me, can't work on this. It can't replace your laptop. I find that to be, it's a very dismissive and just annoying thing to say, really, as your review. And what annoys me is that we don't cover other tech products like this. Like, if I was a reviewer who was covering all Android phones, let's say, like, I usually review, like, one or two Android phones a year. But let's say I, like, got hired somewhere and started reviewing 20 Android phones every year. And in every review, I started getting upset because OmniFocus isn't there, because Apple Reminders isn't there. Why can't I run Apple Maps on my Google phone? This can't replace my iPhone because it doesn't have the app that I want. Why doesn't it have shortcuts? I can't replace my iPhone with this because it doesn't have shortcuts. Like, there's all these weird things. And even if you go into, like, desktops, if I'm looking at a Windows computer, I can say, hey, I can plug in this hard drive and it doesn't read it because it's an APFS formatted hard drive, which works with my Mac, but it doesn't work with Windows. Therefore, this Windows machine doesn't work. It can't replace my Mac. Like, these are ridiculous arguments. Like, they sound ridiculous when I say them, but they're the kind of arguments that we hear people make for the iPad, and why the iPad can't do this and it can't do that because it doesn't do exactly what I do today. And it's, if it doesn't work for me, it certainly can't work for anyone else. So it's just, I don't know exactly where I'm going with this episode today. I wasn't really planning on doing one, but I just saw another couple videos. I saw videos from Austin Evans and Marques Brownlee, who I really like most of the time, but, like, their reviews were just, like, ugh, so annoying to me that I just had to get it off my chest real quick. I'm looking forward to getting the iPad. I'm getting the iPad specifically because it does the things that I want to do, and it does them better than any other computer that's out there. Like, I put my money where my mouth is. I sold my MacBook Pro. I do not have a MacBook to fall back to. I have a Mac Mini that's stuck on my desk that's just there for crises that come up where I absolutely need a Mac. Like, I'm all in on this, and I'm not doing it to do a stunt. I'm not doing it to get page views or clicks or podcast listens. You should totally like and subscribe. I guess you can't like a podcast, but anyway. But, like, I'm doing it because it's how I get my work done best, and I want to have the best hardware. Like, if you want to get an idea for how passionate I feel about different computing platforms, I have an iPhone, and I buy a new iPhone every year. And right now, I have the iPhone XS. It's a $1,000 phone. I totally did not need to get it, but I got it because I care that much about having a great phone. my iPad, and it currently is the late 2017 iPad Pro. I'm going to upgrade it to the 2018 iPad Pro. Again, my iPad, which I'm recording right now on, the 10.5-inch iPad Pro, is perfectly capable, and I could probably keep this for another couple years and be totally fine with it, but I care so much about having a great experience, having the absolute best experience on this platform that I can, that I'm going to keep upgrading. I'm going to keep putting money into the platform because I really value those enhancements and the benefits that I get from it. My Mac is a 2012 Mac Mini. Like, I had a 2015 MacBook Pro and I sold it because I didn't really feel like I needed that. Like, the 2012 was fine. Like, that's the difference, is that I see these new Macs come out and I just don't feel anything for them. Same with PCs. Like, I just see these like laptops and these desktops and they just don't do anything for me. That it's really just a commodity. The Mac for me is a commodity. The iOS devices, the iPads, the iPhones, they're absolutely necessary. Like, they're needed for all the work that I do. But I care more. I have more of an emotional attachment to them. I have more passion about what's going on there, what's developing, what's changing every year. Like, there's much bigger changes from year to year and what I can do with them and how things work. And I think it's a fantastic time to be invested in that ecosystem. So that's why I'm in there. And that's really, I think, the 2018 iPhone, 2018 iPad, and 2012 Mac really sum up kind of how I feel about these platforms right now. So that was just a quick episode about reviews, I guess. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to catch the rest of my work, you can do it so at birchtree.me. You can follow me on Twitter where I'm at Matt Birchler, and you can support the show on Patreon. That's patreon.com/birchtree. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you here next time. Bye-bye.